Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sal Capaccio is joining us this morning, Bills beat reporter for WGR Sports Radio 550. Training camp, a wrap over at St. John Fisher. The Bills, one of a handful of teams, Sal, that goes away for this. And Coach McDermott, big believer in it. What, you've been there, what is the value that the Bills get out of it? And do you see them going back there next year?
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting yesterday, Susan, how like kind of emphatic he was. Like, we don't get that a lot from Sean, just being so openly. You know, a lot of times it's like, yeah, we like, you know, we really like being here and all the great things they say about it, and then we'll see what happens. It wasn't a we'll see what happens. There's an element to that. Yesterday he was, I love being here. I'd love to be here again next year, right? I mean, like, he was very emphatic. So I think that maybe that's even a message to everybody in the organization. Hey, let's make this happen again. Let's just rewind and let everybody know what happened here. They were at St. John Fisher starting in 2000. The pandemic, they had 2 years left in the deal when the pandemic happened, and they had to go back to Buffalo for 2 years. So the contract ran out. It did not toll. They signed a new one-year deal to go back to St. John Fisher this year. That is now done. So they're going to have to revisit what they want to do. I think they're going to go back based on what Sean McDermott said. Who knows? And I will tell you, I think there is value, just like Sean does. I'm from that old school of go away, bond, blood, sweat, and tears together as a team, grind it out, work every day. I do think there's value in that, and I think the Bills really believe in that value.
Is this going to be made on like a year-by-year basis? I mean, it sounds like they'd be going back next year. What might change that?
Well, obviously, Brian, I mean, they could sign a one-year deal to go back next year. They could sign a five-year deal, you know, and go back for the next 5 years. They could, maybe there's other places they want to go. You know, I think when they went to St. John Fisher, for those who remember, they left Fredonia, they go to St. John Fisher. A big part of that reason was to expand the fan base east, right? And because at that point, you know, they had the four Super Bowls in the 90s, and then, you know, in the late 90s, they were still good, but the Giants and fan bases were eating into the Rochester-Syracuse area of fans that the Bills had built up through the Super Bowl years. At the time, Russ Brandon was in charge. He was a St. John Fisher alum. You know, so he helped make that deal happen. They go to St. John Fisher to kind of expand the fan base. So there was a marketing element. I don't know if that's necessarily needed right now, but because the Bills are one of the smallest markets in the league, there's always that thing, that piece in your head of the business aspect, the marketing aspect, the fan base aspect. So to answer your question, what could change that? Maybe they feel they have to do something else in that regard. But I think this regime, Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, aren't about that. They're about winning football. The only question they always have is, how does this help us win a Super Bowl? And that answer, if it's somewhere else, it's somewhere else. If it's St. John Fisher, it's St. John Fisher.
Sal, we're not going to see Josh Allen play tomorrow in the first preseason game. Will we see him in any preseason game, do you think? And what's the split then that we'll see between Case Keenum and Matt Barkley?
So last year, Josh only played the final preseason game, and he played a half against the Green Bay Packers. I think it'll either be something like that, or we won't see him at all. You could definitely see the pros and cons both ways, especially this year. The cons are, well, if you have him out there and something happens, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe we had Josh Allen in a preseason game and he got hurt. You never want to see that happen, of course. Well, the pros are, look, I mean, they have a new offensive coordinator in Ken Dorsey. They haven't gone against another team to make sure the operation is buttoned up and ready. And they need to be ready for September 8th against the LA Rams. Josh Allen, you know, he talked yesterday. He said that there's value in playing for sure, right? But he's going to take his cues from the coaches. And, you know, he wasn't campaigning either way necessarily. But, you know, these are football players. This is what they do. And I think they want to be as proficient at their job as they can be when it comes time for the regular season. So that's a balance Sean McDermott's going to have to strike. We don't know that. He's the only one we know of so far that isn't playing tomorrow, although I suspect a lot of the starters won't play tomorrow, and we'll see where that goes for the next couple of weeks. So I don't know the answer, Susan, if he will play. I just know last year they had him play a half, and I wonder if maybe they'll do something like that in week number three. As far as tomorrow is concerned, well, you do have Case Keenum and Matt Barkley on the roster. I don't know exactly what the split looks like, but to me, first preseason game, you have two quarterbacks on the roster. Generally, they're both going to, you might get like a half for one or half for another. Maybe you get a little more for Case tonight, a little more for Matt Barkley next week, and then you mix Josh in on the third week. That could always be a possibility as well.
All right, interesting. You know, Sal, I don't know. Maybe this is just me and I'm reading too much into it. But I want to hear your take on this. I feel like when the players have been talking over the last couple of weeks at training camp, you're seeing a lot looser of a team. And there's a lot more personality on display. I just feel like I hear, you know, as I'm listening to some of these press conferences, a lot less coach speak and more, you know, players feeling comfortable. Maybe that's just kind of on the heels of Von Miller talking about Odell Beckham yesterday, right? Where it's like, hey, you know, there's a player, you know, kind of recruiting in front of all the media, another player. I just feel like you hardly ever see that. Usually it's, well, take it one down at a time, and you know, you kind of that robot response, so to say. Have you noticed a difference?
So I would say that you're definitely right about the personalities, right? I mean, like, this is a group that has a lot of personalities, but within those personalities are still the same DNA, if you will, that the Bills love in their players, which is these guys are all about ball, they're all about team, they're all about winning. And they're not selfish. They're not here for the wrong reasons. That's a big part of who they bring into this organization, whether that's through free agency, through drafting, through trading, whatever. The Bills do their due diligence. They go in depth in all of these people and how they're going to fit into their room. So I think the team is totally fine with everybody having these great personalities, and because that's who they are. And they're positive and they're upbeat and they're all about their team. And anytime you hear them talk, that's what you get. You get a guy like Tim Settle, who's an amazing personality. You talked to the media the other day. Like, he's always positive and upbeat. And Leslie Frazier told us, you can't be in a defensive meeting room and know Tim Settle's not there. Like, he makes his presence felt, right? He's just always there because that's the kind of guy he is. As far as being loose, yeah, maybe that translates like that. I get where you're coming from. I will tell you, though, this was an intense camp, Brian. I mean, there were fights, a lot of fights, way more than ever. There was another fight yesterday. There was a lot of skirmishes. And when I say fights, sometimes there was a few punches thrown here and there and a couple of them. A lot of times there were just guys getting together. So when they're on the field, they're not loose necessarily. I'm not saying they're tight, but they're working and they're grinding and they're competing. And this was way more of that stuff that happened at this camp than I can ever remember.
You know, players are competing for roster spots over these next preseason games. And when you look at wide receiver, you know, you've got Diggs, Davis, they're the top two. But what does it look like after that? Is McKenzie at number three?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. And I think we can pencil him in as number three. But let's remember, he's kind of a different player than them. Diggs and Davis are mostly like outside players. Isaiah McKenzie's in the slot. He's smaller. He runs different kinds of routes and does different kinds of things. But to me, I even said, Susan, a couple weeks ago, I wrote, I'm ready to declare him wide receiver three. So you got it. You for sure. I think that's where he is. But that's just based on, you know, maybe volume of targets, wide receiver three, and how that looks. I will tell you, though, Khalil Shakir, the rookie they drafted out of Boise State, I really like him. I think he's looked really good. He also gives you an option in the return game. So I think he's going to see the field. Jamison Crowder was out the first week. And it was like, hey, this guy's got to get on the field. He's a veteran. He's a good player. He's put time in this league. They got him kind of as a quasi Cole Beasley replacement. Like, that's the kind of game he has. So it was kind of really not looking great for him to be out. Well, guess what? He's been healthy for a week, and I think he's looked good. And yesterday he made the play of the day, had a nice catch with a long touchdown run. So I think those guys are the ones right behind him. You're talking about Diggs, Davis, McKenzie. And then for me, it's Khalil Shakir and Crowder. Khalil, I should say. That's how you say his name. Khalil Shakir and Jamison Crowder. And probably Jake Kumerow for special teams, although I think Isaiah Hodgins is making a late push to make the roster here. We'll see what he does in the preseason. One guy I'll throw out there, Marquez Stevenson. We just don't know, you know, what his status is. He hurt his foot last week. Sean McDermott said it would be weeks. He's still out. I mean, that could be something that could cost him regular season time, if not a lot of it.
There doesn't seem to be room for Odell Beckham if that happens. Right, Sal?
Yeah, but let's remember, he's not going to be ready until probably November, Brian. I mean, like, you know, he's coming off the injury. You're not going to stay healthy for 17 games. No team does. You're going to have spots where you're like, hey, I'm glad we have another guy in the roster. Glad we have a guy like Odell Beckham Jr. And look, he's a tremendous talent. And if you can add a guy like that, it doesn't have to be that he has to squeeze out because there's no room. He can just be a compliment. And when his time arrives, and to play because there's injuries or something else going on, he plays. And heck, if he's good enough, then this is competition. It's professional sports. And if he's better than someone else on the field, then he's going to play.
Hey, Sal, thanks. We always appreciate it. And have fun watching tomorrow.
All right, anytime. Thanks, guys.
Sal Capaccio, Bills beat reporter for WGR.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.